Allegations of sex crimes in Manhattan led prosecutors to the upstate home of a senior federal judge. That's according to a new WNYC investigation into a 29-count felony indictment handed down earlier this month against Daniel McAvoy, a 49-year-old resident of the Upper East Side. He's the son of senior U.S. District Judge Thomas McAvoy. And prosecutors from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office say they found DVDs, hard drives, and other evidence in the judge's home. Joining us to talk about all of it is WNYC's Albany reporter, John Campbell. John, let's start with the judge, Judge McAvoy. Who is he and where is he based? How long has he been a judge?
So Thomas McAvoy is a senior district judge based out of Binghamton. It's a smaller city near Pennsylvania in New York's southern tier. And I want to be really clear at the outset here. The judge himself has not been accused of any wrongdoing by prosecutors. He's been a federal judge since 1986 when Ronald Reagan appointed him to the bench, and for a period of time he was actually the chief judge of the entire Northern District of New York, which is this huge district that stretches from Syracuse to Albany all the way up to the Canadian border. So he's had quite a run. He's 84 years old, and he's presided over cases involving the NRA, the R.J. Reynolds tobacco empire, even Mike Tyson when he was in a financial squabble with his boxing trainer. But court records obtained by WNYC do show that the judge's home in the town of Kirkwood was the subject of a search warrant, and investigators found a trove of evidence there that the Manhattan DA's office is now using in the case against his son.
Tell us about that case against his son. Daniel McAvoy was arraigned on September 7th. He's now facing felony charges. What exactly is he accused of?
Daniel McAvoy, he's facing 29 counts of second-degree unlawful surveillance. That's a Class E felony, the lowest level felony, but it's still punishable by up to 4 years in prison, and it could result, if he's convicted, in having to register as a sex offender. So there are serious consequences. He's accused of secretly recording four different women without their knowledge in his Upper East Side apartments while the women were undressing or engaged in some sort of sexual activity. It's all alleged to have happened between 2017 and 2021. But if you dig into the court records, you can see some suggestion that perhaps the recording was a little more widespread than that. The Manhattan DA's office listed the evidence that it did collect from a pair of search warrants, one at the judge's home, the other at the son's Upper East Side apartment. Among that evidence, several hard drives, computers, an iPad, and more than 150 DVDs with handwritten labels. And many of those DVDs have different women's first names on them. Some of those labels are followed up with specific sex acts in pornographic terms. And the vast majority of those DVDs were collected from the father's home, the judge's home, in the town of Kirkwood.
What is the judge or his son saying about this? Are they saying anything?
The short answer, Sean, is no, they're not saying anything. I tried to get in touch with the judge through his judicial assistant. It's really quite unusual for a search warrant to be executed at a federal judge's home, so I wanted to give him a chance to respond. And the judge's assistant, very nice, very cordial, she referred me to the attorney that's representing the judge's son. That's Isabel Kirshner. She's a Manhattan-based lawyer who has made a name for herself representing high-profile men in sex crime investigations. People like Eric Schneiderman, the former state attorney general, like Robert Haddon, the Columbia University OBGYN, who was accused of abuse by dozens of patients. She declined to comment at all about Dan McAvoy's case.
What's next for Daniel McAvoy's case, and what's next for the judge?
So at his arraignment, Daniel McAvoy was released without bail, but he is subject to supervision, which that means he has to check in with the city a couple times a month as he awaits trial. He also had to surrender his passport. He pleaded not guilty. He's next due in court on December 1st in Manhattan Criminal Court. As for his father, the judge, again, I want to be clear, he's not been accused of any crime. He wasn't named in this indictment at all. But he's a senior judge, which means he has a reduced caseload. He's scheduled to preside over a jury trial in Binghamton next month.
WNYC's Albany reporter John Campbell. John, thanks for joining us.
No problem.
And to read the full investigation or to learn how you can contact the newsroom with more information, visit Gothamist.com.